Welcome to the Wealth Evolution Club podcast. Our mission is to help you evolve from rich to wealthy and create a life of freedom that's not dependent on a paycheck. Here is your host, investor, entrepreneur, and an influencer, Dr. Meetu Bhatnagar, CCIM.
Hello, Wealth Nation. You are listening to the Wealth Evolution Club podcast. Our club shares the success stories, explores various loopholes, secrets, and skills that help you evolve from rich to wealthy. You might be wondering, why rich is not wealthy? That's because that fat income or paycheck is gone in paying mortgage of luxury homes, luxury cars, high taxes, and paying credit card bills to maintain the affluent lifestyle. You are working so hard for money and hardly have freedom to do what you enjoy the most. For example, spending time with your loved ones, going on vacation, or anything else that you cherish. After all, being rich is not about monetary wealth. It's about being truly satisfied, being truly happy, and having a balanced professional, personal, and social life. Being contented with what you have and not worrying about work, future, or how to earn more to save more for retirement. Our podcast mission is to create a spark, help you evolve from rich to wealthy, and inspire you to live a life filled with freedom, fun, and fulfillment. Wealth Nation, please make sure to like our page, Wealth Evolution Club, and join our free Facebook community, Wealth Evolution Club. Hello, Wealth Nation. Welcome to Wealth Evolution Club podcast. I'm your host, Meetu Bhatnagar. Wealth Nation, one of our listeners asked us, what is cap rate? What is net operating income? How do we evaluate investment property? So we decided to discuss some basics of real estate investments in order to empower and educate our listener who is just starting in real estate investments. In this episode, we will be discussing basic terms, some of the basic formulas, how to evaluate an investment properties, what are the advantages of real estate investments, how can we increase the property value, and what are the opportunities in real estate. So now, let's start with cap rate. What is cap rate? Cap rate is equal to net operating income divided by current market value. What is net operating income? Net operating income is equal to real estate revenue minus operating expenses. Now, if we know the cap rate of the property and we know the net operating income, then it's very easy to determine the value of property, that is NOI divided by cap rate. If NOI is equal to, suppose for example, if NOI is equal to $100,000 and cap rate is equal to 5, then property value is equal to 100,000 divided by 0.05 is equal to $2 million. Now, Wealth Nation, let me ask you this. How many years do you need to earn $1.2 million? Couple of years, sometimes 5 years, maybe a decade, and for some, even a lifetime. But in real estate investments, we can do it at a much faster pace, as little as 1 year. So before going through this case study, let me disclose, I wear multiple hats. I'm a real estate professional and I am an investor. Right now, I am wearing hat of a real estate investors. So now coming out to our main idea, like how can we increase we can increase the property value by increasing the net operating income. We can increase the net operating income by increasing the rent of the property, which can be achieved by doing certain upgrades like vinyl flooring, new paint, add some technology, granite countertops. We can create ancillary income like covered parking, vending machines, extended patios. Or we can also increase net operating income by reducing the expenses of the property. Suppose, let's take a case study of 50 apartments. We went there, we did an acquisition of a property, and now we implemented a business plan. Our business plan was to do some rehab or the interior upgrades, due to which we were able to get a rent bump of $75 per month. Now, 75 into 50 is equal to 2,500, multiplied by 12 months is equal to $45,000. Sounds great, right? Now we have also the opportunity to decrease the expenses. If we go there and we are able to decrease the expenses by suppose $25 per month, then 25 into 50 is equal to 1,250 into 12 is equal to $15,000. Now, if we add up the both, the rent bump and the decreases income, then our NOI goes up. So the NOI is equal, the NOI increase is equal to 45,000 plus 15,000 is equal to $60,000. If the cap rate is 5, then the value in the property is increased by 1.2 million. Now let's discuss what are the advantages of investing in real estate. One of the biggest advantage of investing in real estate is the tax advantage. By investing in tax advantage, we can take depreciation loss or the paper loss. A real estate investment property, if it's a commercial property, it can be depreciated in 39 years using the straight line recovery method, or 27.5 if it's a residential property. Now, if we do cost segregation, we can also take forced depreciation or the accelerated depreciation. Another advantage is 1031 exchange, where if we sell a property, we defer our taxes and invest it in another property. Number two is the method of evaluation. Except the single family residence, all other properties are evaluated based on cap rate. So the next is the method of evaluation. Except single family residence, all other investment properties are based on cap rate, which is dependent on net operating income. So if we increase the net operating income, we increase the property value. Number three is cash flow. By investing in right asset class, after paying all our expenses, we can enjoy a positive cash flow. Number four is the group purchasing. We can purchase real estate in small groups or in a bigger groups called a syndication. Next is leverage. We can leverage other people's resumes. We can leverage other people's skills and other people's money to buy real estate. Next is passive income. We can use other people's time to generate passive incomes, where we can do what we enjoy doing the most, or we can take care of a day job and someone is taking care of the property. And thereby, we are able to generate some passive income. Next is hedge against inflation. As the inflation goes higher, the rent goes higher, so does the property value. Next is the tangible. Real estate is tangible or controllable. So it is something that you can see with your eyes. You have better control on your property, where you can increase the rent or decrease the expenses. Next is equity. As you pay down your mortgage or debt, your equity in the property increases. And the last one, but not the least, is you leave the legacy for your loved ones. Coming on to our last topic, what are the opportunities in real estate? So there are various opportunities of investing in real estate. One of the simplest is the single family residence. Another is multifamily or the apartments. Next is the commercial properties like medical office, office, retail, storage units, industrial warehouses, etc. And another opportunity is the land. I hope Wealth Nation, we were able to add some value. Until next time, live a life filled with freedom, fun, and fulfillment. And I'll see you again in 2 weeks. Have a blessed day.
This has been the Welcome to the Wealth Evolution Club podcast. If you're a doctor, medical professional, engineer, CEO, or other elite professional, we want to help you live a life of financial freedom. Visit WealthEvolutionClub.com to learn more and get the free book, DNA of Wealth.